Hello, everybody. It's time for NHK World, Radio Japan, Easy Japanese. I'm your host, Michelle Yamamoto.
And I'm Jonathan Shear. Let's have fun learning Japanese together.
Today is Lesson 48, our last lesson. The key sentence is,
いろいろお世話になりました。
Thank you very much for everything. Literally, you have taken good care of me in various ways.
The main character of our skit is Anna, an international student from Thailand. Anna has completed a one-year study in Japan, and today she is going back home. Sakura and Kenta have come to the airport to see her off.
Listen to the skit for lesson 48. The key sentence is,
いろいろお世話になりました。
Thank you very much for everything.
体に気をつけて。
タイに着いたら連絡してね。
はい。いろいろお世話になりました。ケンタさんとサクラさんもお元気で。
Okay, let's go over the skit. Kenta said to Anna,
体に気をつけて。
Please take care of yourself.
体
is a body or health.
に
is a particle indicating the object.
気をつけて
is that te form of the verb
気をつけます
to take care of
気をつけて is a casual expression of a request. ください, please is omitted after it, right?
Yes, we also say
気をつけて
take care of yourself or be careful about yourself to our family members when they go out.
We use the particle にto indicate the object of this verb, that is, what you should take care of, right?
That's right. Suppose you say, be careful about cars, or watch out for cars. Cars is
車
So you say
車に気をつけて
Then, Sakura says to Anna,
タイに着いたら連絡してね
When you arrive in Thailand, please let us know.
タイ
is Thailand. Here, the particle
に
indicates the destination of a movement.
着いたら
is when you arrive. It consists of the ta form of the verb
着きます
to arrive, which is
着いた
and da. Jonathan, you learnt about
から
in lesson 30. Do you remember?
Tara, the ta form of verbs, and da expresses conditions, right?
Yes. In lesson 30, you learnt
雨に濡れたら風をひくよ
If you get wet with rain, you may catch a cold. At that time, tara expressed a supposition among various different meanings of conditions. Here,
タイに着いたら
When you arrive in Thailand, is a precondition, not a supposition. Anna is scheduled to arrive in Thailand, so tara is used here to express a prerequisite, that is, when a development certain to take place in the future has been completed.
Then, what does Sakura ask Anna to do when Anna arrives in Thailand?
She says,
連絡して
Let us know, or contact us. It is the te form of the verb
連絡します
to let one know, or to contact. The te form here is also a casual expression of a request.
ね
is a particle used at the end of a sentence to make a confirmation.
So, Sakura wants Anna to tell them when she arrives in Thailand.
That's right. To say it more politely, you'd say,
連絡してください。
Please let us know. Anna answers,
はい。
Yes.
いろいろお世話になりました。
Thank you very much for everything. This is today's key sentence.
いろいろ
is in various ways.
お世話になりました。
is thank you very much for everything. While in Japan, Anna has been helped by Sakura and others in many ways, so she is expressing her gratitude for what they have done for her. Anna continues,
Kenta さんとさくらさんもお元気で。
Kenta and Sakura, please take care of yourselves too.
Kenta さん
is Kenta with an honorific title, son.
と
and is a particle linking nouns. Here, it is linking Kenta and Sakura.
Sakura-san
is Sakura with an honorific title, son.
Mo
is to.
お元気で
is take care or more literally be well. It has an honorific o before the adjective.
元気
well, fine or healthy to show respect to Kenta and Sakura. お元気でIs a greeting to the person you will not see for a certain period of time. Let's memorize it as it is.
So you basically shouldn't say お元気で to a person you meet every day, should you?
No. Now let's listen to the skit for lesson 48 again.
バンコク行きはまもなく搭
乗手続きを締め切らせていただきます。体に気をつけて。
タイに着いたら連絡してね。はい。いろいろお世話になりました。ケンタさんとサクラさんもお元気で。
Now it's time for Teacher's Teacher, where Program Supervisor Professor Akane Tokunaga teaches us today's point for learning.
In our last lesson, Professor Tokunaga will teach us what we should keep in mind when trying to communicate better using Japanese.
Let's ask our teacher.
私が教えましょう。
She says, you have been learning basic Japanese for 1 year. As you have noticed, we chose either the polite or the casual way of speaking, depending on our relation with the listener. Anna always speaks in the polite way when she talks with her superiors, that is, her teachers, dorm mother, and Sakura, her senior. But when talking with Rodrigo, a classmate, at first she spoke in the polite way using desu or masu at the end of sentences. But as she made friends with him, she changed to the casual way. Language is a means of communication. Even if you know the correct grammar, your relations with others may deteriorate if you fail to speak in a way adequate to a situation. On the other hand, even if you make some grammatical mistakes, your wish to seek good relations with others can be communicated if you try to use the polite or the casual way appropriate to a situation. So speak Japanese as often as you can and get used to the language and various situations. This is the key to learning a language. I wish you good luck.
That was today's Teach Us Teacher.
Next up, we have Sound Words, where we introduce words that simulate sounds, noises, or behaviors. Here are our last sound words.
Ahaha!
Wait a second, that's a laughing voice, isn't it?
Yes.
Ahaha!
Describes how you're laughing happily with your mouth wide open. Then, what about this?
is this also a laughing voice?
Uhuhu!
Describes a laughing voice with your mouth not so wide open. This word is often used to describe how a woman is laughing in a quiet way. In today's sound words, we introduced
ahaha
and
uhuhu.
Before closing, Anna looks back on the year's events and tweets. It's our final Anna's Tweets.
Everybody, sayonara. Goodbye. Till we meet again. When I come to Japan next time, I will surely be speaking Japanese a lot better.
Did you enjoy Lesson 48? Our last lesson? Today's key sentence was
いろいろお世話になりました。
Thank you very much for everything.
And thank you very much for listening to Easy Japanese this whole year.
Everybody, please take care.
さようなら。